I'm Mike Mossy, and this is World Technology Update 2006. In weapons technology news, the United States Navy is funding two contracts to the tune of $14.7 million to develop an electromagnetic railgun for use on Navy vessels. Electromagnetic railguns use electrical energy to accelerate projectiles to extreme velocities. The allure of railguns stems from the fact that they do not require explosions created from powder like conventional weapons. BAE Systems was selected to refine railgun technology and produce a 32 megajoule railgun capable of launching a projectile up to Mach 8, or 8 times the speed of sound. But the 32 megajoule railgun is just a preliminary stage. The plan is to create a more powerful full-scale 64 megajoule electromagnetic weapon for use by the U.S. Navy. Although previous military projects have produced railguns in the past, such as DARPA's 9 megajoule railgun, they have all suffered from serious rail damage and need to be serviced after every shot. This new funding aims at resolving previous problems. Because of the very high velocity that can be attained with railguns, there has always been interest in using them to shoot down high-speed enemy projectiles. Space scientists, however, such as Gerard O'Neill, have proposed using railguns called mass drivers to move bulk ore from mines on the moon and asteroids to orbital refining facilities in space, as well as transporting other materials and supplies over long distances in space without the need of onboard fuel. Railguns as weaponry may very well be a reality in the near future, and there are many trying to develop handguns using the same or similar technologies. And as always, you can learn more by visiting the World Technology Update website at worldtechnologyupdate.com and by visiting the World Technology Update audio blog, where you can find past segments you might have missed.